Drover's words hung in the air like words hanging in the air. Biting? Are you crazy? We watched as the flames on his cuffs grew larger. Hank, you'd better do something, and quick. I heaved a sigh and rose to my feet. Okay, I'm going in. Not because he deserves it, but because... I don't know why. Because this is what dogs do. You come in the second wave.
And do what?
I don't know. Spit on the flames or something. Lend a hand, break a leg.
I already did that.
He limped around in circles and fell over. There it went. Oh, my leg! I stepped over his twitching body and prepared for action. This would be one of the most dangerous missions of my entire career, and I knew there was a good chance that I would run into trouble. To get Slim's attention, I would have to bite him hard enough to get his attention, and he wouldn't like that. Oh well, it had to be done. I entered all the targeting information and locked it into the computer. The target was acquired. We were ready to launch. I rolled the muscles in my enormous shoulders and pointed my nose directly at the target. While Drover squeaked and quivered, I launched the weapon. Charge! Banzai! Boy, old Slim sure was surprised. I mean, there he was, a happy bachelor cowboy doing his fix-up job on the cow chute, all alone in his little world under the welding hood and totally unaware that his pants were on fire. When all at once, a four-legged cruise missile came out of nowhere and took a bite out of his hip pocket. I knew right away that I'd gotten his attention.
Yow!
He jumped about 5 feet straight up, banged his head on a chute lever, and then everything became a blur of motion. Off came the welding hood. Off came the leather gloves. Welding rod, slag hammer, marking chalk, tape measure, and electric cords went flying in all directions. He grabbed his hiney with both hands, and with a very astonished expression on his face, he screamed, "Idiot, you bit me!" "Right, and your pants are on fire." His face had become a mask of rage. He lunged towards me, and this time he wasn't playing games. I think he had plans for twisting my head off, but then he began to feel the heat from his flaming pants. He stopped dead in his tracks and stared at the fire coming up his leg. His mouth dropped open, and I heard him say, "Good honk, I'm on fire." Then he started dancing a polka and slapping at the flames. "Yah, yah!" Well, glory be, he'd finally figured it out. These guys take a lot of patience, but once in a while, we're rewarded with a successful mission. He moved with a kind of speed we'd never seen before. After he'd stomped out the fire in the weeds, down came the zipper on his coveralls. He wiggled his shoulders and flopped his arms and wiggled the top half of his body around, dropped to the ground and kicked his legs until the coveralls finally came flying off.